We have one more bill left, and we will be done. I will turn the gavel over to, since I'm the one that's going to be introducing that bill.
We are on Senate Bill 231. You want to do it from there?
Would I? Could I, Mr. Chairman?
You may.
Thank you.
Proponents of
I would draw your attention to what's on the second page, what's listed as Section 5, which is a typo, needs to be Section 3. You'll see quite a number of insurance laws, 58 or are insurance laws, and I'd just like you to know what those all are. And in the order, health 5817 is health insurance, 18 is group and blanket health insurance policies, 18B is regulation of small business group and blanket health, 37A is fraternal benefit societies, 38 is nonprofit medical and surgical plans, 39 is nonprofit dental service plans, 40 is nonprofit hospital service plans, 41 is HMOs. Now, what this Bill 231 attempts to do is to place some prompt payment requirements on these insurance policies for those claims which are determined to be clean claims, which means the claim, there's no need for additional information. In other words, just the basically the everyday kind of insurance claim that you and I go to the hospital or the clinic and have those claims submitted to the insurance company. That's what this bill attempts to do. And beyond that, I will turn it over to Mr. Krogman, who is the lobbyist for this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Dean Krogman, I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota State Medical Association. This bill is pretty straightforward. It ends up defining what a clean claim is, and it sets out time frames in which those claims can be paid and also time frames in which the information that is requested by an organization has to be returned. Basically, this is a watered-down version of what you see in many other states. And our intent in putting this in is to at least provide a tracking system. I represent the Medical Association, but this bill actually comes from the Medical Group Managers, which is an organization of about 150 different business managers of hospitals and clinics. And basically what we're trying to do, 40 other states have this, 35 of them have a penalty. And when we originally talked about this bill, we wanted to have that included. But we think this is a step forward. This is a bill that's a result of a meeting with the insurance industry, with the division, and with the medical group managers. And basically what it'll do is allow for a tracking system, does define, as I said, a clean claim. And then it does allow, the insurance division does have the ability, if they see a trend, if they see something that is, they can determine the severity of the stalling that occurs or the fact that they're not paying claims, and then they can do something about it, all the way from send a letter of reprimand to fine if they choose. So with that, I do have a group manager here, a clinic manager here, and if you have any specific questions to that, we can refer to him. Otherwise, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
We'll go through and see if there are any other proponents. Are there any other proponents? Proponents? Any other one? If not, any other? Are there any opponents? Opponents? None? If not, then, well, are there any questions of the proponents, I guess? If there are none, we'll close for committee discussion or action.
I move do pass.
Second. Motion by Representative Mattson, do pass. Seconded by Nesselhoff. Are there any questions on the motion? If not, we'll call the roll. Those in favor say aye, and those opposed, nay.
Pagalka? Redrick?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Gunsky?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Mattson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson? Peterson?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Belandra?
Aye.
Siebert?
Aye.
Canode?
Aye.
It went out 11-0.
Mr. Chairman, move consent.
Motion by
second.
Jarvis Brown to consent, second by
who?
Representative Canold. Any comments on that? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we'll go on consent.
Thank you, committee.
Committee, it's getting rather late, and we do have some time on Thursday. I think we'll call a special meeting at 9 o'clock on Thursday for interim study committee topics. Won't take long. That way everybody can be here. With that, a motion for adjournment will be in order.
All those in favor?
Aye.